Good morning, and we welcome back to The Daily Pod the Executive Director of the Batesville Memorial Public Library, Kim Porter. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Tom.
And, of course, the merry month of May right on our doorstep. And but before we get into some of the events that are coming up, Kim, a lot moving as far as the Arts and Innovation Center is concerned. And what's the latest update for those who may not be familiar?
Yes, so the Arts and Innovation Hub is moving right along, and in the last month or so, we have come down and picked our team for the project. So we have Veritas, which is our owner's rep, KRM Architecture, which will be doing the architecture of the building, Meyer Najum is our contractor, GM Development will be helping us to develop the project, and then Context Designs will be doing the landscape architecture. So that's the team, and we're right now we're looking at next steps, and we're looking at what our footprint's going to be for this project. So we are moving along.
All right, and then as far as the timetables are concerned, have those changed since the project first got out and about to the public?
Yeah, right now we're looking at a timetable of hopefully a finish date in early 26, between March and May is what we're hoping for.
All right, and as far as the groundbreaking, has there been anything date set on that, or is that still a fluid situation?
Well, groundbreaking, not sure yet. So hopefully in the fall we'll be doing some groundbreaking.
All right, so that's the latest on that. Of course, anybody has any questions about that, they can get a hold of you at the library.
You're always welcome to come to our meetings, and we put our minutes on the website. Of course, they're always about a month behind because they have to be approved by the board before we can put them out on the website.
All right. And then speaking of some things, some other movement, understand that the annex has moved.
Yes. So we had purchased the hospital building, or the hospice building that sat next door to the annex. And this is a much better structure than what the annex is. It's annex has served its purpose, and we're going to use that for the footprint for the new project. So we have moved everything over to, I call it the new annex, and the Friends are in the back of the building, and the meeting space is in the front of the building. So we're pretty pleased. We've been working on that for a few months getting it ready for the public. So it opened up last week for the public.
And does this provide more room than the annex building over on Boehringer Street?
I feel like it does, yes. And it's carpeted. It's a little more, I call, cozy and a little more updated. And, yeah, and I think it'll provide them more space and just a little more conducive for meetings.
All right, so if you're looking for the Batesville Library Annex, it is now in the former Margaret Mary Health Building, and so they've moved from the Boehringer Street site to that particular former hospice building. And so with that, you know, some things are continuing to go on there, and of course that's, as you said, Kim, you know, kind of a part of the, connected with the Arts and Innovation Hub project, and but a lot of things, other things going on at the library. First off, looking ahead, got the summer concert series that will be here before we know it.
Yes, we have everything scheduled to go, and we're pretty excited about it. The first concert is June 15th, and that will be Emily Ann Thompson's Jazz Quartet. And those, so she's coming. She's from the Cincinnati area, so we're excited about her. And then on July 13th, we have The Little Red and The Rooster, and that's blues music, if you enjoy blues music. On August 16th, we're bringing back the Dane Clark Band. Of course, that's rock and roll. And then on September 7th, we have Blair Carman Show, and that's a 1950s-style honky-tonk and rockabilly. He plays the piano, so it'll be his group. And then if you go to our website, you can listen to all of that music beforehand. We've got samples of their music, so you can kind of get an idea of what they sound like before you kind of get familiar with their music.
All right, so that is the summer concert series beginning in June. And also another thing that's coming up down before we know it, Kim, will be a blood drive.
Yes. So we're doing our second blood drive. We're going to try to do these quarterly. So the next one is June 6th. That's a Wednesday in the afternoon to early evening. We're trying to find the best time for Batesville to get the best response. So we're going to try a Wednesday afternoon now. So that's June the 6th. So if you want to go ahead and sign up for that, you may.
All right. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Kim Porter as we look ahead to events at the library in the month of May. And that's coming up right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Batesville Memorial Public Library Executive Director Kim Porter. And Kim, how about what are some of the other adult programs of note that people should be made aware of coming up in May?
Yes, well, I'll just highlight a few because you can always find them on our website. But the one I think is pretty interesting right now is the one on Tuesday the 14th. That's Nature Photography with Dr. Glazier. Everybody, he's a local celebrity, and I think that you will enjoy, he's not just a doctor, but he is a really good photographer, so he's going to do a class for us. So that would be at 6 o'clock on the 14th of May. The other thing that we have started is and it's through the SEI Creative Collective, and it's an adult art club. And this is where people who do all kinds of art and are crafty and those kind of things can get together and share and bounce ideas off each other and do some things like that. So this is their second meeting, if you're interested in coming, and that is on the 16th at 5:30. And then one other thing, we always do the perennial swap in May, so that is on the 18th from 10 to 12. So this is where you can bring your perennials. You can even bring them the week before or the week of leading up to it. And if you got things to swap, and then when you come, you can swap out for another plant that you might want to put in your garden, see what you got. So it's kind of a way to thin out your garden, but also bring something new into yours. That's on the 18th. So the other thing that I want, the other adult one that I wanted to highlight is on May the 23rd, and it's Bridges of Hope. That's from the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and they are looking to educate faith communities about mental illness. So it's at 6 p.m., and I think that that's a really good, if you don't quite understand, there's a lot of talk about mental health and mental illness. And sometimes in our faith communities, we don't quite grasp it or understand. So this is a way, if you've got questions or want to know more about that, this is the program for you and the time for you to ask questions.
And then as far as I understand, see on the schedule as well, that the library is going to be closed, one obviously because of a holiday, but another one for another purpose.
Yes. We always have close for a half day in the middle of May so that we can get ready for summer reading. When you always notice that when you come into the library for the summer, it's pretty decked out for the theme of summer reading, and there's a lot that goes on to prep for that, and we have to prepare the staff for that. So we close for a half day to get the library decorated, but also to go through the programming with the rest of the staff so everybody's on the same page. So we will open up at 1 that day. But we are closed in the morning.
Okay, and then also on Memorial Day, you're also closed.
We are also closed, yeah.
Okay. Now, shifting gears, of course, can't leave out the kids. I'm sure there's plenty of children's activities at the library coming up in May.
We have, of course, there's story time, and we'll do story time in May, and then she'll take a break in June and July for story time. Mother Goose will continue during the summer. So there's Mother Goose on Mondays at 10 and 11, and then story time at 10, 2, and 6. So those are happening. We also have Junificon, I think that's how you say it. They're a tutoring group, and they're coming in and doing some of the programming for us in May. That kind of gives Sarah a little bit of a break, preparing for summer reading. So they're doing a few of the programs, too, this May for that. The Paper Bag Puppets, they're doing Thursday's Little Craft splat painting. And a Disney sing-along. So there's all kinds of things that they're doing.
All right. Any other kids programming of note, Kim?
No, I think it's the normal things that we have. I will say that summer reading does start on June the 3rd.
All right. So make note of that. Summer reading starts on June 3rd. Okay, very good. Well, Kim Porter, anything else before we let you get back to your day?
No, I don't think so. We're just really excited about everything that's going on here, and I'm glad that we have this opportunity to share with our community.
Well, glad we can help you in that regard. And Kim Porter, Batesville Memorial Public Library Executive Director, we appreciate your time this morning. As always, stay well, and we'll catch up once again down the road.
All right. Thank you.